Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
FM 104's Select Irish, and join me ahead of the release of their debut album is Sick Love. Hello.
Hey, hi. How are you?
So we have Rebecca, Connor, Sean and Cormac. Thank you very much for joining me. You're going to be doing a song for us in a few minutes as well.
Yes.
But chat to us about Champagne. So Champagne is the new album that's coming out on Friday the 3rd of May.
Yeah, so we have been doing this album for basically 3 years. It's been like a super long journey to get to here. We've been a band together like since we were kids, literally. And it's just been this whole build up to this album now that is finally coming out, which is all the work and all of everything that we've experienced over all these years of being in a band together. And that's the whole kind of premise of the album. It's everything, mm-hmm. all the highs and the lows and everything we've been through.
Because you did bring out an EP in 2020, Baby It's You. What was the process, or how did the process change from taking on an EP to doing an album?
It was hugely different. Like, I think with the EP, and we'd done so many singles before and stuff, like it's kind of one-off things and you're like, oh, we'll do a song here, do a song there. But this was such a big task that I think you don't really get until you're in it. And we recorded a version of the album in 2020, and then that album went in the bin. Mm-hmm. We started again in 2021. So it was a really like crazy thing to do and almost didn't happen. Like it almost oh, we've messed this up. We haven't done it right. And then we went back to it, revisited it, and all the stuff that you hear now is after all, going through all of that experience, which is really cool.
Was it quite nice to give it that time?
Yeah.
Give it a chance.
Yeah, I think if it hadn't have been for being locked down and having all the time to really work on the songwriting and like really getting to the crux of what we really wanted to do, it wouldn't have been the album that we have today. Like it probably would have been super rushed and we probably wouldn't have been happy with it. And now it's like everything we wanted it to be. So
where did music begin for all of you?
Well, it begins with the lads here more than me, really.
Yeah, the three of us were all in school together,
like
since we were 4 years old. So we've literally known each other our whole lives. And then we did acoustic guitar lessons in primary school. And then me and Connor, we all went to the same secondary school, but me and Connor were like, we went to audition for this play. And the guy ahead of us was Sean, and he was just playing drums by himself.
Auditioning drums.
Yeah. No context.
I don't know what my,
oh wow, okay.
Just like showing them how good you are at drums.
Why and not?
We were like, we want him. So yeah, that's kind of where it started. And then like all the way through school, just doing like midterm shows and stuff like that. And then we met Bex after we were a different name, different band. Mm-hmm. Our original singer left, and then we met Bex, and you joined in nearly 10 years ago now.
Rest is history.
Yeah.
Was it quite nice knowing each other, or does it help knowing each other so long when you're trying to do something like this?
Yeah,
definitely. I think it helps at the stage we're at now a lot, because when you're under pressure to make decisions, you can be a bit more straightforward with people that you're very comfortable with, instead of like beating around the bush.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not afraid to say anything to each other at this stage.
Because you can waste a lot of time trying to be polite all the time.
Nothing is off the cards now. It's like we know each other too well.
It's nice to have like a support system there too, though.
Yeah.
Like, we know each other, like we're all best friends. Like we know everything, and like we're always there to help each other out and stuff. So yeah, there's a wholesome side to it too.
Which is good,
yeah.
When did you know the album was finished and ready to be given to someone else, essentially?
Well, I suppose it was like that, to go into, you know, going from one that we knew like just wasn't right and wasn't what we wanted. When we went in and started recording this one this time around, it was a totally different feeling. Like, I think we just almost like allowed ourselves just to give in to the process of it. And we were like, I think nearly like 2 days in or something before, we were like, this is great.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't even finished the song. So we were like, this just feels great now. Yeah. It feels like it's right this time. And then when it finally was recorded and mixed and everything, we were just dying to get it out.
Yeah.
And even that took a long time as well. Like, trying to actually, like, we kind of sat on it for like a year or something, just trying to find the right people to work with everything. But like pretty early on, we knew that it felt different and it felt great. Yeah. So, yeah.
What will release day look like?
Oh, I hope it's great. I'm sure. Like, I think no matter what, we love the album, and if other people hear it, it's amazing. But no matter what, like, we're just so happy to be doing it and to have it out there, because it's just been like a labor of love, and you know, it'll be a few pints and just enjoy it,
celebrate it, toast it,
champagne. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Have to have a bottle of champagne to celebrate it, and just take a big sigh of relief that we've done it. Yeah.
And then you're going to be doing a show in Dublin in the Soundhouse on the 9th of May as well.
Yeah.
Can people expect, I'm assuming, to hear the album then?
They'll hear the album, a couple of older songs as well that, you know, that we've had going for a while, but they'll definitely hear all the songs of the album. And, you know, it's going to be, I think for people that knew us beforehand, it will be very different. We were a lot more on the punky side and everything like that. Now we've really tried to level up the show the way that we've leveled up in the songwriting and the album and everything. So I think people should be excited if they go to it.
Excellent. You're going to be doing Forbidden Fruit as well on the 2nd of June.
Yeah.
How does it differ when you're doing your headline to when you're doing like a festival vibe?
Yeah, I think like you can do so much with a headline. You can like make it exactly what you want and do as many songs or those songs as you want. Festivals are so much fun, but it's like at the end of the day, people are there just to have fun. And if they see us, then great. But it's like, you know, you're doing your smaller set, you're doing all the hits. Just keep it fun, keep it exciting. So but I think both will be really cool.
What's three things people need to know about Sick Love? People always find this really difficult.
Well, I suppose that, you know, we're a band that has been around for a long time and we've just never given up on our dream. That's something that like has kept us going through the whole thing. So like that's the main thing about us, is that we're just four friends that kept going. Something funny about us: we love Formula One and we watch it every weekend whenever we can.
Cool.
It feels like we're in the Formula One studio.
Who do you support?
Well, it kind of differs depending on how I feel on the week.
Okay.
I'm rooting for Ferrari this year.
Yeah.
I mean, to the core, like, it's about Ferrari, isn't it?
It is.
So that's why Lewis moved. So
exactly.
You want to drive the car.
But we have a fantasy Formula One league with our fans as well. So that's
been
nice. Fun. Yeah. So there's a big group of everyone in that league.
Getting involved.
It's already very competitive.
It's hard not to be, I think. Yeah. I think everyone has a side, as you say.
Yeah, and then the third thing about us, I don't know, we're a Pisces, Scorpio, Gemini, Libra, and that is really complicated sometimes. So, which we all do, Sean. We all believe.
There's parts of it, for sure. So, the debut album, Champagne, is out on the 3rd of May. You're going to perform Don't Wait For Us. Yeah. Tell us about this song.
So, this song is about that feeling after a breakup when you've kind of finally gotten to the place where you're like, oh, I think I've actually moved on. Like, it's not taking up space in my head anymore. And it's that kind of euphoric freedom feeling of like, I'm going to be okay. And it wasn't meant to be. And I'm going to be all right now. That's what the song's about.
Excellent. If people want to keep up to date with everything you're doing, where's the best place to go?
We're on all social medias. So it's We Are Sick Love on Instagram, TikTok, like Facebook, Twitter, everything. So
excellent.
Anywhere online, you'll find us.
And this is Sick Love with Don't Wait on FM 104.
Well, I
could chew up the whole world like it's bubble gum and stick you under my sneaker. I'm trying to tell you I'm flatter than 7-Up, but you're not getting the reason. You don't know, you don't try, so I'm leaving it behind. I got a toothache that hurts more than a heart attack. You're really pulling my molars. I've never felt more like a stain in a coffee cup until you sat on my shoulders. You don't know, you don't try, so I'm leaving.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.